Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, we're going to talk about school again today.
Good.
And we're going to talk about another article written by our colleague and friend, Dennis Rulohoff, mm-hmm. from PsychReg. And actually, this is from the PsychReg website. And the title of this article today is Low Sense of Belonging at School Causes Young People to Self-Harm.
I was glad to see this.
Yeah, this is really good because what he does here is he reviews a recent research study mm-hmm. from the University of Hertfordshire.
Right.
That's Hertfordshire?
Hertfordshire.
But it's H-E-R.
But it's Hart.
And that's in England, so...
What do they know about this language?
English.
Hertfordshire.
Hertfordshire. Shire. Hertfordshire. Mm-hmm. Well, this is not like a pronunciation course.
Like Berkshire Hathaway.
I can say it how I want to say it. So... This is a study from there.
I'm intimidated.
Some university.
No, this big university study, yeah. but it's beyond the university because they take data that was collected by the World Health Organization.
Right.
And it's a huge study. It's 5,000 students.
Between the ages of 11 and 15.
Yeah. Have you ever... Well, I've always wanted to see one of those studies. I've never participated in one.
No, I haven't either. But so, this is a huge, massive study. And they were looking at, some sort of psychosocial characteristics and associating that with one of the things that they did was associated with self-harming behaviors. Now, again, the important thing to think about, and, maybe the reason why we even mentioned the fact that about such big studies like this and the importance of them is that these studies are sort of designed to just create mines of data.
M-I-N-E-S.
Yes, there is so much data because they just collect a ton mm-hmm. of information. And then you go back later and you can start pulling some of these things and look at relationships right. between different characteristics. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, those relationships or those comparisons were not considered ahead of time. It's they just think, hey, let's collect this information. This information is pretty important. This information is pretty important. So right. let's just collect all this data. And then later on, they go back and say, hey, let's look at some of these connections.
That's right. They have a data set. Mm-hmm. And in this case, they had the data, and they wanted to see if there was if the data could explain why there has been such a significant increase in self-harm, especially mm-hmm. among girls.
Right.
Okay. And so they use this large data set to see if there's some relationship to determine why there's this rapid continues right. to increase
yeah.
Self-harming behavior in children.
Yeah, it was just over 20% mm-hmm. of
yeah.
teenagers engage in self-harming behaviors, right. and so and it's. As you said, it's much more common in girls than it is in boys. And so they wanted to see if they could figure out some traits or circumstances.
Yeah, what's causing it? And mm-hmm. So on the one hand, they want to say, well, what's, it's hard to say cause, but why, looking for possible explanations of why a person would engage in self-harming behaviors. And then the second thing is, are there any protective factors?
Right.
And that's the other thing that they wanted to try to pull out of these data.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one of the things, or one of the big things that they found in this article mm-hmm. or in this research is that the and it talked about the sense of belonging.
That's right.
It said that when students don't feel mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. a sense of belonging to their school right. and to their peers,
right.
they are at significantly increased risk for self-harming mm-hmm. behaviors.
Right. And what we have to remember is, as adults, we think, well, if you're not happy at work and at home, mm-hmm. you're not happy. I mean, that's where right. we spend most of our time. Well, children are at school or they're at home.
Right.
Okay. They might have a part-time job, but that's incidental. That's mm-hmm. a few hours. So if they don't have this sense of belonging at school, mm-hmm. and they feel alienated and left out and marginalized, it would be the same thing as if we felt that way at work.
Right.
And we would not be happy if you went to an unhappy workplace every day. You'd be living an unhappy life.
Right. Okay. And remember that during that stage of development, during adolescence, the importance, the focus really is on those social relationships, which makes the school setting all that more important.
That's right. Where you develop those relationships.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when there's that, the absence of a sense of belonging there, where it's arguably most important, you know, many times adolescents know that their parents appreciate them and they have that sense of belonging there, but that's sort of an assumed belonging.
And you take that for granted. Of course my parents love me, but this is a time of your life when you're beginning to separate from your parents and you want to replace your parents mm-hmm. with other relationships. Right. And if you don't have those other relationships, that leaves a void. And it's that void that these authors believe is creating this alienation and mm-hmm. self-harm that leads to self-harm, self-loathing and self-harm.
Because they mention that, you know, having strong relationships with the parents mm-hmm. is a protective factor.
It helps. But it's not sufficient.
It's not sufficient by
itself. That's right. I'm glad they pointed that out, because mm-hmm. As hard as parents work to try to ease this transition, mm-hmm. there's only so much you can do. Kids have to make it out there in the world on their own.
Yeah.
And so, yes, parents are important, but it's not sufficient.
Right. Mm-hmm. So while we can provide some mental health services to those who feel like they don't belong and they have some of those symptoms that we tend to associate with potential for self-harming behaviors, there's some other things that we can do too. Mm-hmm. For example, you know, working to get your student or your child engaged in the school, you know, have that sense of belonging through participation in groups and clubs and sports and things mm-hmm. like that, that creates that connectedness that could make the difference in some of those behaviors.
Right. I encourage all of my youngsters, you mm-hmm. know, elementary, middle, and high school, get involved in the life of your school. Principals say that all the time. Right. When kids go to a large high school, you know, they've gone from an elementary or middle school, and then they're suddenly dumped into a large high school. And the principals will say to them, you need a subgroup. You need an organization or a club or a team, because you can't embrace the entire building.
Right.
You have to have a smaller group to affiliate with.
Absolutely.
And that connects you to the school.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So using some of those strategies through, you know, through active engagement in some of these extracurriculars is really important.
Yeah, because the other protective factor, I was a little bit surprised by the other protective factors would be family and neighborhood, mm-hmm. you know, your home environment, but also your neighborhood. And again, none of those factors seem to be sufficient to outweigh a bad school experience.
Right.
And I think that's what we have to remember, is that you can do all these other things, but the emphasis has to be on how you're doing at school. Mm-hmm. It's like having an unhappy workplace. Mm-hmm. You just can't go to an unhappy workplace every day.
Right.
And if kids are just profoundly unhappy and going to school every day, it's going to increase the possibility of either some emotional difficulties, and it might lead to self-harm.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right.
Yeah.
It's a great article. The link is in the show notes, so check it out. Have a read and let us know what you think.
Right.
All right. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.